you're gonna lower the music. Oh, what's going on? Oh, crap. I was wondering why it wasn't working. Oh. Oh, come on. We there? Hello? Oh yeah, we're on. Hey, are we there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Test, test, test. I think we're there. Hey, hi folks. This is The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access this show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, come up with some great ideas. I also have them published at several different sites, byebyebluesky.com and health-access.com. Not hearing me? Hello, hello. Test, test, test. Are we there? Are we there? Oh, maybe that's the radio. Okay, now we're good. All right, sorry about that. I'm also published at several different sites, as byebyebluesky.com, as well as healthaccess.com, and nowadays all over the place. But articles and health remedies and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all is supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods, and now with anti-nanotechnology. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultation as well through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On my website at augmentinforce.com, there is a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog link. There you'll see things. Hopefully this weekend I'll be able to update that site. You'll see books, you'll see DVD books, you'll see the flash drive, you'll see t-shirts, remedies of all kinds. We do have a bucket, and we also have a triangle that we also distribute, as well as other anti-frequency devices as well that may help you as well. So for more information, you can reach me here at independz@yahoo.com, INDEPENDZ@yahoo.com, or contact me at 519 877-533-5351. If you have any questions or comments to the show, pertinent to the show, feel free to call in at 208-935-0094. And today is August 5th, 2017. You know, I think, I'm not mistaken. Heck, I might have been doing a show now 10 years today or this weekend. I'm not even sure. I have to go back and look at the archives. But we've been on here for quite a bit. We're still here. August 5th. Yesterday, I had an interview on another network. And in the interview, we were talking about several different factors regarding nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, and a whole host of other things, and the history of nanotechnology and artificial intelligence, and how today we're not living in that realm of reality that everybody is seeing through the eyes of the television. The eyes of the television basically are giving you a completely different aspect of what's really going on in life. How many of you are aware that artificial intelligence is running the planet and that humans have no longer any control over artificial intelligence? How many of you are aware of this fact? How many of you are aware of the fact that artificial intelligence is programming itself? It is upgrading itself. It's writing its own code. And that the programmers do not have any idea how that code is even working. How many of you are familiar with this? How many of you are familiar with artificial intelligence? Well, I'm going to give you a link. It's a good link. It's on YouTube. It's called Artificial Intelligence, It Will Kill Us by a man named Jay Tuck. And this guy is really right on the ball. And I'll repeat that again. YouTube, Artificial Intelligence, It Will Kill Us by Jay Tuck. And the reason why I'm pointing all this out, because genetics, transgenetics, epigenetics, nanotechnology, synthetic life, nanobiology is all interconnected and interrelated with this artificial intelligence. And when you sit there and think about it in a different perspective, how many of you have made the connection with transgenics and transgender? How many of you made that connection? So we're talking about transgenic crops that are having all kinds of genetic alterations or having endocrine disrupting components added to the plants. This causes a transgenic effect on the plants itself. Then that transfers over to whoever consumes it, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, aquatic life, insect life, avian life, you know, it goes on and on. And it can also affect other plants. It can also affect the genetic mutations that we're seeing going on with the human race today. How many are you seeing people that are about 5'5" by 5'5", irrespective of the gender? Oh, by the way, transgender. How many are aware of this? How many are aware of the fact as well that less than 1% of the population has these anomalies, whether they're either homosexual or transgender or some sort of bisexuality or even now pedophilia? How many realize there's only 1% of the population is actually are involved in this, and 99% of the focus is on that less than 1%. How many are aware of that? See, I'm trying to make a point here how the media can regulate, moderate, manipulate the perspective that you're getting by what they televise on television. How many of you have seen politicians come up there with that stern look and that, you know, deep intensity look, and they have this sad news to tell you, and they're giving you all this wonderful knowledge about how, you know, something bad is going to happen, it's bad, it's coming down the pipe, we're going to get, you know, attacked by Russia, we're going to get attacked by Iran, we're going to get attacked by China, we're going to get attacked by, you know, we're going to get attacked by everybody. And now you're up in arms. Now you're going to go buy guns by the, you know, by the dozen, you know, you're going to buy bullets by the pound. and or you frame an opinion about somebody because they've ostracized somebody in the media in such a way that now you have an opinion about that person, wrongly, a wrong opinion because of the way you were manipulated to perceive those facts. And this is going on as well in the health food industry. You know, we were talking about this last night. We were talking about how, you know, a lot of the supplements in the health food industry, you know, have been perpetrated to be healthy. And in fact, they are the opposite. They actually cause problems like silica, nano silver, nano gold, nano copper, nano iodine. Anything with a nano metal does not work with us biologically. It just doesn't work. There is not a study out there. There's not a scientific experimentation that can validate what the health food industry is saying. In fact, what the health food industry has done today has corrupted the facts to sell products. Something that the medical field has done, something that the pharmaceutical industry has done. You know, we get, I was reading something, somebody sent me an email where a doctor made a proclamation because they are scientists that people should believe what they say because they are scientists, and that parents who are just parents, okay, if they don't listen and believe the scientists, that the state should have the right to take away your children. This is the mentality that is being perpetrated in the field of medicine. No regard to your personal rights and freedoms, no regard to the family unit, no regard whatsoever about you. They don't care about you. They could give a flying flamingo about you. All they want to do is inject the mark of the beast, which is what I call it, the mark of the beast, injecting nanotechnology into your biology so now it can access your immune system, shutting down key programs in your DNA and your genetic code and key proteins that are there to be active in case the body does become infected with something. So when we're looking at some of the ridiculous things that are being perpetrated, when a scientist or doctor makes this proclamation, I would love to go toe-to-toe with an idiot like this because he's so easy to just bring down very quickly and humiliate him dramatically. Not that I'm into humiliating anybody, but when somebody of that caliber of stupidity comes out there and says we should believe the scientists, when the scientists themselves have not cured nothing since 1950, what have they cured? What has been the cure? Nothing. What have you seen cured since 1950? Nothing. Okay, 1940, they were curing people. 1950, they quit curing people. There was a few doctors that were rebellious, like Roth or Pauling, you know, at the time, that was doing things that, you know, was doing things that were unconventional, that were actually working on curing people. But instead, the medical field made a left turn. Even the polio vaccine that they professed to have cured polio with actually advocated cancer, because the polio vaccine, again, another lie by the scientific community, was saying these were dead cultures, were actually live cultures. We're using a nanotechnology even at that time to deliver the method into the system and putting into these vaccines that had enzymes that would shut down your body's immune system. And as a result, people from that decade in time and that era of time became infected with cancer-causing genetics. You know, we're having autoimmune disorders, we're having all kinds of digestive disorders, we're having all kinds of diabetic disorders, we're having all kinds of cancer disorders. Ever wonder why? Like, okay, they tell you that the diet is the big thing, and they are giving you, again, a half-truth. The diet is key, provided what you're eating isn't polluted. Provided what you're eating hasn't been contaminated or poisoned. You see, it's one thing to say that what you eat can make or break you, and there is a lot of truth to this concept. Eating grains, for instance, will break you down. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter if you're vegan, vegetarian, raw foodist, meat eater, whatever, macrobiotic, whatever kind of food you're eating. If your primary food source is a grain or a bread or a pasta or a rice or a corn or a cereal, okay, these things will destroy you. They will wear out your organs. They will wear you out your arteries. They will wear out your system and cause all kinds of damage to your pancreas, your liver, and your colon and stomach, esophagus as well. Can also trigger an immune response with the respiratory. A lot of the things that they have been telling us has been, at best, beyond belief, fiction. The turn of the whole thing happened probably shortly after the 90s. This decade has been one horrendous game in the health food industry. And I have to say that the gurus out there were propagating the fiction is more amazing. Some of them have always propagated the fiction. You know, there's a lot of them out there that ain't worth the ink on a piece of paper. Totally useless. And they're big name people. And they have no idea what they're talking about. They're selling products that have excipients in them. They're selling products that have toxic metals into them. They're selling products with nano in them. And they are out there propagating just ridiculous baloney. And you're getting sick from just using the supplements. So when we're looking at all of this, then you wonder how AI is connected to this. Okay, well, let's get back to the AI, because we're talking about this, like I said last night. When we're talking AI was designed by the military-industrial complex so that it could regulate and moderate the weaponry, the super weaponry, like the nuclear bombs, the frequency devices, and everything else that's out there. You know, we're no longer fighting wars with bullets and bombs. That's passé. They can hit you now with a satellite transmission or with a frequency from a tower below and wipe out. Those towers have a 300 circumference range, kill range. If they turn those frequencies on within a 300-mile range of any one of those towers, you'd be obliterated. You wouldn't even know you were dead. So, and who controls that? Who controls that firepower? Who controls the access to these towers? That's your artificial intelligence. We are now heading for what they call a 5G technology, which will allow the artificial intelligence more access to you. Because you are loaded with nanometals, nanobiology, synthetic biology. You are loaded. You are a transceiver. And the frequencies that some of you are feeling and hearing are a direct result of the attenuation from the towers beaming frequencies into you through your phone, through your iPad, through your computers, through your Wi-Fi, or any other means, through an RF band or an ELF band. You are being hit because your genetic code, your DNA, is now resonating loud and clear as a result of the amplification factor from the nanometals. So when you sit there and understand that, and you understand that the artificial intelligence also is picking up on your frequency and can, in fact, release a frequency attenuated to your specific genetic code, then you wonder why we have nano poisoning, or what they're calling Morgellons. You're wondering why we are having transgenic disorders with transgendered people. You can then wonder why we're having issues with our health because of frequencies that can turn things on and off in us. Turn on your RNA, turn it off. Turn on your immune system, shut it off. You know, turn off aspects of your immune system, or turn it on and hyperaccelerate it. So this is why it's important that you understand the nature of what you're putting in your mouth, because what you put in your mouth will feed the system. It will give it better access to you. Now, if you do have the nano poisoning, which is being mislabeled as Morgellons, You may want to look at what's going on. Some of you are being what they call targeted individuals. You're being hit with frequencies. You're being targeted with all kinds of things to cause all kinds of disruptions with your body. You are the experiment. You are the more advanced experiment. And the key to reducing the acts on you is to reduce the buildup of the access point, which is the nanotechnology. You might want to start using EMPs to shut off a lot of this technology. You might want to start using the saline baths after you hit yourself with an EMP in order to reduce and get the stuff out of the body. For some of you, you are super saturated with these nanoparticles, the quantum dots, the fullerenes that have networked in your body, the origamis, the dendrimers, the nanoproteins that is being utilized to assemble the biofilm that you have built up in your body that has literally plastered these particles inside of you. Okay, you need to start thinking at what's going on and how to deal. You need to understand as well, when you're out there eating the so-called orgasmically organic, which doesn't exist, hasn't existed since 1960. When you're looking at the USDA stamp of approval on the organics, when you look at the USDA, you are going to find they have been basically sabotaging and hijacking and disrupting the whole foods that were required to keep us healthy by allowing a lot of things to transpire. And after the 50s, the FDA took it over. The USDA sticker means absolutely nothing. It's again a means to keep you all cozy and comfortable and asleep while the criminal acts keep going on under your very noses. When you're buying any kind of produce, I don't care what it is, examine it with a scope. You will see for yourself the nanoparticles, the nanosilver, the nanoaluminum, the nanobarium, the nanotitanium dioxide, the nanozinc oxide, and a whole host of mercury and other metals that are all over your fruits and vegetables. You may also see that if you try to wash it off, you can't clean it. You may find if you cut a blueberry open, or a cherry, or a raspberry, or a strawberry, or a Saskatoon berry, or any other kind of berry, you may find that inside these berries, they are loaded to the gills with nanoparticles. And when you're looking at that, and you're scratching your head saying, what the heck is going on? When you take a peach, a plum, or an apricot, and you cut them open, and you look under a scope, and you see inside of these fruits, these nanoparticles, these nanometals that have permeated through the fruit, you have to understand that 1 to 50 nanometers permeates and penetrates everything, human or animal, vegetation or fruit, trees, grasses, the earth itself, your homes, everything. And as a result of that capacity to translocate through any kind of object, when you consume this food with these particulates, they also have a means of translocating through your organs, through your tissues. When things are going into your stomach, let's say you went out and bought some vegetation. Oh, we're already there. All right, come on. When we come back, we'll further get into the whole concept of how you're being hijacked by AI. Talk to you in a bit. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the second half of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pentel-Rusco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Okay, as I was talking in the first half, when we're eating these foods that are supposedly safe and tested and everything's okay, and we're finding that they're causing genetic breakdown, we're finding they're causing high levels of metal pollution. How many of you, before I go on with that, how many of you have heard the term heavy metal poisoning? Have you heard that terminology, heavy metal poisoning? Well, let me define what that is, because some of you got this idea that you got these big chunks of heavy metal in your body that's poisoning you because they're saying it's heavy metal. Now, when we're talking nanotechnology, I'm going to give you a little bit of a science course today so you understand the nature of how it works. The smaller the particle, the more dangerous it becomes. Because what happens is, the smaller the particle, the more it can penetrate, permeate into your cells, your tissues, your organs, even into your skeletal tissue. And so what happens is, when a cell comes across a metal or mineral that's on a micron level, it will attach itself to the myelin sheath. It will give a discharge into the cell and then get discarded. The body can move it out, no problem. But when you're talking nano, you're talking to something that's on a billionth scale. Not a millionth, but a billionth. And what happens is, when it gets into the cell, you don't have one particle. You have thousands of particles in one cell. That's how small they are. And because you've got so many in the cell, it causes a lot of damage and causes the cell to die because of the volume of the amount of that metal in that cell and the weight of those metals in the cell. It's due to the high volume. So when they're saying you've got heavy metal poisoning, that's what that really means, that you've got so many of these particles in a cell, in one cell, not all your cells, in one cell, that you become highly concentrated with these negative metals in the body. Now, even the minerals in the body that the body requires, magnesium, potassium, iodine, boron, manganese, zinc, copper, calcium, all the metals, selenium, if you take those minerals, which are metal, and you reduce them down on a nano scale, you are now heavily polluting the body with toxic metal, because on that scale, they do not work the same way that they do on a micron level. And the research is validated. You can go check it out. Go on my site. Look at the nanotransformation.com on my, or nanotransformation on the augmentandforce.com link. Look at the nanotoxicology. Look at all those links. They will even talk about all the stuff that's even being sold in the health food store, whether it's magnesium, ionic whatever. Some of those, and then before you even buy any of these products, you may want to contact the company and ask them, firsthand, if this is on a nano scale. If they use any term monatomic, which is another term for nano, and they're using angstrom units, that's another term for nano, ultra fine, which is another term for nano, or nano delivery. These are all the same thing being called a different name, to Shanghai the consumer to buy negative particulates in these products that cause high level of damage to tissues, cells, and organs. And if you look at one site, it lists 10 different metals. Now, I've said this before, for males, for the male population, titanium dioxide, nano silver, cadmium literally cause castration to the male species. It bypasses the blood barrier of the testicles, gets into the seminal tubes, and literally shreds them down, which would explain why you have such low levels of testosterone, because the lady egg cells, which are down in that region, cannot perform because you've got damaged tissue, damaged vessels inside there. So you're unable to perform because you don't have your testicles working properly because of the level of damage that these things can cause. And you can research this. Go type in titanium dioxide, nanosilver, and cadmium on the effect of the male testes, and you will see for yourself what it says about the damage this can incur into the male physiology. Cadmium also damages the female physiology just as much. Now, with the women, I've said this before, aluminum, especially on a nanoscale, is extremely lethal for women. They're actually finding that women now are having more higher levels of dementia, and I would bet money that those people with the dementia issues are from the 50s and mid-60s. Because those are the women you got to take out, because those women have a brain in their head, for the most part. You know, the women today, well, that's another story. Space, the final frontier. Look through the ear and you'll see the light on the other side. The light at the end of the tunnel is right there. That's what today's women. Yesterday's woman had to deal with a lot of different things, and it made them smarter, made them sharper, made them stronger. Today's women have to deal with just following orders. That's all you gotta do, follow orders. Don't think, don't rock the boat, just follow orders. Follow the cue. And if you notice, a lot of people who are having the health issues are, again, tied to heavy metal poisoning, which started in the 1960s when they put nanosilica into the grains. It's in, if you look at some of your products, so your salt products, your flour products, even some of your supplements, you know, like MSM and some of these other supplements, you will, and even in the pill, you will see silicon dioxide in there, or which is a form of dimaceous earth. Did you know dimaceous earth, silicon dioxide, any silicon product, was never tested for safety? Zero. Did you know that the nanotechnology that we are being exposed to today has never been tested either? And we're at a $1.6 trillion to $2 trillion a year industry. That's a lot of nano being released into the environment. It was already up there in the atmosphere back in the 60s and 70s before they put the scrubbers on in the U.S. Now, China, you can see some cities there completely, you know, adulterated and saturated with the nanoparticulates from the factories that they have over there. They're putting out over like a 900% volume of pollution. We never put out that much even without the stacks here in the United States and Canada. So when we're looking at some of the perspectives that they're giving you, they always show you somebody dressed in a suit and a tie, showing somebody that looks like they've got a measure of success. But when you scratch the surface of the success and you see what's really going on with these, you know, multimillionaires and billionaires and what they're actually doing and where they're building and what they're releasing into the atmosphere at your expense, they will sell you your backside to you if that's what it takes for them to make a dollar, and at the expense of the environment, at the expense of this planet, and at the expense of human life, which is worth more dead than alive, believe it or not. Your body parts, your genetic code, your DNA is worth a massive fortune. Because all the things that you've been exposed to in the last 60 years, 50 years, however old you are, from the 1950s, mid-60s, everything you've been exposed to all these decades has produced chemistry in your body that would no ways be there if they had not released these things into us. How many are having problems seeing, having visual issues? How many are having hearing issues? How many are you having joint issues? The problem could be very simply because of heavy nano metal poisoning. When you're talking silica, we're talking disassociation of communication with the cells. The cells can't talk to each other. We're talking about the brain and the amyloid beta and all the proteins that can accumulate in the brain. That's because the nano has translocated into the brain, causing high levels of damage. But you will never hear that in the medical field, ever. They cannot see that kind of tech with the current devices they have today. The MRIs and all these things may not even pick it up because it's so small. Even if it's clustered or agglomerated or aggregated, they may not see it, or they may just see it as an anomaly. We have the most inept medical field ever existed. With all this information at our fingertips, with all these computers and artificial intelligence that are at our fingertips, they still can't cure anything. Why is that? Going back to the scientists, I said we should believe the scientists because they are scientists and they would have the knowledge. What they have is a lot of bluster and ego. They are giving drugs out to people at an alarming rate, which some of those drugs, like your Percocets and your oxytocins, are extremely addictive. I had a woman today contact me, and I'll read you the letter of the what she wrote. It was an interesting letter. Let's see if I can find it now. Called it a testimony. Let me read this to you, just so you can understand how God created what He created on this planet. And if you learn how to use these things, you can do way more than any pharmaceutical agent out there. Okay, it says, "Hi Judy, God bless Tony Pantelaresco. I can always use a blessing. I found a blood clot, possibly three or more in my leg. Pain, dizziness, and nausea. I was pretty sick 3 days ago. My legs had felt like rocks. I tell Mike, her husband, swollen heart hurting until I imprisoned my router and turned our bedroom into a virtual Faraday cage. They quickly got better, but the other day I woke up my leg in pain with a swollen spot that grew and turned redder through the day. I Googled and found out these were blood clot symptoms." Great. All sites said go to urgent care. I didn't. I went to Tony's YouTube channel instead, found his grapefruit, onion, and ginger cure for many things. I made the first batch 3 days ago and have made it every morning since. Judy, it is dissolving the clot. I haven't done anything else. I just take Tony's cure every couple hours. It works. My dog walking friend was amazed. Tonight, she said it looks so much better. Please tell Tony I said thank you next time you talk to him. I'm so amazed. No words for the crime of those wireless routers they're putting in our homes. She gave a speech about smart meters in my house the other day. It was actually for school, but it was very productive for the neighbors who came in. I'm encouraged that if it's presented right, people will listen. Love you, Yvonne. So there you go. That's from one of the simplest remedies we ever did on the YouTube. Nothing complicated. Anybody can do it. All you need is a juicer, a grapefruit, an onion, and a piece of ginger. And you juice it. You have a remedy that does a lot of things there. Knocks out, can kill cancer cells, can, again, boost the immune system, increase the circulation. Break down, blood clots because of the, all three of those things will do that. See, instead of taking warfarin, which is rat poison, which is another thing they've got you doing. Can you imagine this? You're going to a medical establishment and their perspective of you and their perception of you is they equate you to a rat. And they're giving you rat poison to treat a clot in your body. All it's doing is thinning the blood. And so as a result, you don't break down the clot, you just thin the blood, which can cause other unwanted issues. Or they're giving you a bloody statin. This is what it's come down to the level of stupidity that knows no bounds. Something that simple can fix a lot of different things, and that's one thing that it's working on. You can take something simple as papaya, and pineapple will do the same thing. You can combine them. You can even combine them with an onion. Does the same thing. There's a lot of things that God created on this planet that can keep us healthy. But people don't look to God. They look to this idiotic doctor who looks very professional. He's got his white coat and a stethoscope and couldn't figure out how to tie his shoe if it was a bloody Velcro. Dumber than a bag of rocks. And the drugs they're giving you, a lot of times they have no idea about the 30 side effects that you are being exposed to. Is it really worth it to go see these morons? And I should trust the scientists. About vaccines, of all things. Can you imagine that? We're going to trust the scientists with a vaccine. Vaccine that can cause tons of side effects. They've never been tested either, contrary to what you think. And if you think I am crazy, you can go on the CDC database and you can see that there are over 30 million accounts of people who have had damages done by vaccines. You don't hear about that. You just hear about, you got to get vaccinated, you got to get vaccinated, you got to, it's free. You want your free flu shot, you want this free this, you want this free that. And people have been so conditioned with that free thing, they don't stop and realize what they're putting in their bodies. These vaccines today are so lethal, so beyond belief lethal, using nano delivery methods, using little tiny nanobots to deliver the payload, which then the bots don't come out, and then they translocate and start assembling a circuit in the body. Imagine what that's doing to a young child. Nanobot bypassing the blood-brain barrier, getting inside the brain. Oh, he's got autism. I wonder why. So when you're looking at this nanotechnology and when you're looking at the AI controls this tech. The AI is running the planet. They were showing in that one video I just sent you or told you about how they had drones flying over there over the planet, and the AI can look at a million square miles all at one time. Where if we're looking through the lens of a camera, all we see is a very narrow perimeter. It catches everything. Trains moving, planes flying, people walking across the street, people going into stores, cars driving down the road. This is what we're dealing with today. This is what you're dealing with today. And every time you take these particulates inside your body, you become a more resounding transceiver. Eventually, you will be able to be hooked right into the artificial intelligence. You will become the automaton, an extension of an artificial life or an artificial intelligence, which would give you absolutely no freedom of thought, creativity. It will take away your humanity. And that's a very real reality. And I'm going to talk about that probably in the next show. I'll talk about how they're actually seeing synthetic DNA and synthetic cells, actually working like cells. Everything that they have done with nanotechnology, they have and synthetic life, they have based it on the human physiology and the human anatomy. And when you watch some of the stuff in that document or that speech that man gave, you'll find that they're talking about having this all done by the year 2050, 2045. If this does get through that point, human life as we know it will have come to an end. There will be nothing human left. Period. This is the most dangerous technology we've ever encountered, bar none. And the only way you can turn off that AI right now, you'd have to have some sort of nuclear explosive that can produce such a high, powerful EMP that would wipe it out. And you would have to wipe out every computer, every database, every kind of tech that's tied to computer technology. Because the guy even says, this thing has a contingency, so if something should happen, it could download itself somewhere else. That's where we're at today. Hey, before I go on, I'm going to talk about, the dollar sign and how we need to support networks that are telling the truth, like the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. support it. Give them a hand. Help them any way you can and help the network stay afloat. You also got ByeByeBlueSky.com by Susan Meyer. You also got Gag Canada by Bernadette Green. These are two activist women in Canada, really powerful women when you sit there and think about it, because they have a lot of courage to step up to the plate on what's going on. Support them any way you can. Give them any form of assistance that you possibly can. And if you're not certain about what I'm saying about nanotechnology, go on ByeByeBlueSky's site, look at the health link, and then click on the nanomorgans and take a gander at what's inside of you that's come out of people. Okay, you also got, you got me at, 519-977-5351. Or independs at yahoo.com, where I've got a website which got a catalog link. Click on the catalog link, and there are all kinds of things in that catalog which I will have to update. I've been saying that for a while, but just get so far behind. And anyway, in that catalog, you will see a flash drive. It's a 32 gig flash loaded with information, radio shows, interviews, books, videos, and databases all in one. We also have a bucket, we also have t-shirts, we also have remedies, and we also have books in DVD format. So if you're interested, feel free to check it out, send me an email, let me know what you're looking for, and we can work out the details. So anyway, when we're talking today, what's going on? This stuff can be scary, and it should scare you. If it's not scaring you, you're just dead. You're not even sleeping, you're dead. But there are solutions to the situation, and you can take small steps to make a profound movement. One of those steps is to form a lobbying group. Hook up with other people who are alive, active, and trying to show things, or form your own active groups and then start getting people, like, not necessarily recruited, but to at least be there for support, so that if there is a time that can come where we can step into the limelight with the other lobbyists to neutralize what's going on, because that's the only way it's going to work in the United States and Canada. Money talks, BS walks, and if there is a high level of populace that want to get involved to make this happen, it can then happen. There's no reason why the chemtrails in the sky should be chemtrailing, unless perhaps the nanotechnology, the artificial life, needs that chemical up there, which, by the way, may be who's actually spraying us, may be artificial life. Because once you keep uploading data to the cloud, which is those chemtrails, it now has more than free and clear access to be able to go across the planet and collect this data and move about. And then it can also assess what you are putting up there and determining what you're like on all levels and all fronts. Nothing is free. The idea of convenience can be a trap if you're not paying attention to what is being given as a convenience. Sometimes convenience is not, it's not a good thing to have. I mean, if it's going to be, if the expedience of the thing you're trying to do is going to be hampered or cause another problem, then it's no longer a convenience. It's more of a trap. So anyway, when you come on back in the next half, we're going to talk about getting out of the trap. How would you say? All right, see you in a bit.